قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم.
Pharaoh said to the nobles around him, "Surely this man is a skilled magician."
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون؟
Who wants to drive you out of your land by his magic? Tell us, what do you advise us? Who wants to drive you out of your land by his magic?
The impact of these two miracles can be judged from the swift change in Pharaoh's attitude. A moment ago he had called Moses, peace be upon him, a madman because of his claim to be a prophet and his demand that the Israelites be allowed to leave Egypt with him. Pharaoh had also threatened Moses, peace be upon him, with imprisonment. But no sooner had he observed these two signs that he was struck with awe and panicked at the prospect of losing all his kingdom. He therefore lost his self-control and spoke with visible nervousness before his own servants and courtiers. Just consider, here were two individuals of a suppressed nation who stood before the most powerful sovereign of their time. These men had no military power to support them. The morale of the people to whom they belonged was also very low. Moreover, there was no sign of any internal rebellion in any part of the realm, nor were these two men supported by any foreign power. Under such circumstances, the way Pharaoh instantly reacted to the transformation of Moses' staff into a snake and to the miracle of the radiant hand was quite extraordinary. The outburst of temper that he displayed at the prospect that these two men would overthrow his kingdom and deprive the ruling clan of their dominion is significant and deserves reflection. Pharaoh's contention that Moses would do so by magic only shows that he had become desperate and was in a perplexed state of mind. This is quite evident from the fact that he had forgotten that no revolution was ever brought about, nor any country ever conquered, nor any battle ever won by magic. There were a great many magicians in Pharaoh's land who could perform a number of magical feats, but he knew very well that their magic amounted to no more than trickery, which won them some monetary reward and no more. It was clear that magicians did not even have the power to challenge an ordinary policeman of the kingdom, let alone the kingdom itself.
Tell us, what do you advise us?
This sentence further betrays Pharaoh's perplexity. A short while ago he had pretended to be their lord, who looked upon his courtiers and magicians as his loyal subjects. But in the very next breath he was asking those same people to counsel him on what to do and how to deal with the threat that now confronted him. In other words, he was saying, "My reason has forsaken me. Tell me what to do."
قَالُوا أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَابْعَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ
They said, "Detain him and his brother for a while, and send forth heralds to the cities."
يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ
To mobilize all skilled magicians.
فَجُمِعَ السَّحَرَةُ لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ
So the magicians were brought together on a particular day at a set time.
In Surah Taha, it is mentioned 2059 that the day fixed for this contest was the Egyptians' day of festivals, Yom al-Zina, so that the large number of people coming to the festival from all parts of the country could witness the contest. The time set for the contest was also after sunrise, and this was done precisely in order to ensure that the two sides could show their strength in broad daylight, and that nothing would become confused on account of darkness.
وَقِيلَ لِلنَّاسِ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُجْتَمِعُونَ
And the people were told, "Will you join the assembly?"
Mere proclamation was not considered enough. Agents were sent all around Egypt persuading people to come and witness the contest. This shows that the news of Moses' miracle in the court had reached the common people and that Pharaoh was afraid that the masses might have been influenced by it. He wanted to prove to them that the transformation of the staff into a snake amounted to absolutely nothing, that each one of his magicians could also perform a similar feat.
لعلنا نتبع السحرة إن كانوا هم الغالبين.
We may perhaps follow the religion of the magicians if they triumph. We may perhaps follow the religion of the magicians if they triumph.
This sentence confirms the assumption that the miracles did have an impact on people. The faith of the courtiers who had witnessed Moses' miracles had begun to weaken, as did the faith of those who had only heard about them. The only thing that could possibly strengthen their faith was for the Egyptian magicians to come up with something on a par with Moses' performance. Pharaoh and his nobles therefore looked upon the forthcoming contest as an event of crucial importance. It was their own heralds who went around telling people that if the magicians won the day, they would be secure from Moses' religion. If not, their religion would be in trouble.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ
When the magicians came forth for the encounter, they said to Pharaoh, Is there a reward for us if we triumph? When the magicians came forth for the encounter, they said to Pharaoh, Is there a reward for us if we triumph?
This shows how skin-deep was the devotion and loyalty of these so-called defenders of the religious faith of the polytheists. The hollowness of their sincerity is evident from their question, Would they receive any material reward if they won the day against Moses? Peace be upon him.
قال نعم وإنكم إذا لمن المقربين
He said, Yes, you will then become those near station to me. He said, Yes, you will then become those near station to me.
This was the highest reward which the king of the time could confer upon those who effectively supported his religion and religious community, not just money, but also an esteemed position at the court. Thus, right at the outset, Pharaoh and his magicians themselves exposed the great moral difference between a prophet and a magician. On the one hand was a member of a suppressed community who had been in hiding for 10 years while facing a charge of murder and who now appeared with impunity in Pharaoh's court, fearlessly proclaiming that he had been sent by the Lord of the universe to demand that Pharaoh let the Israelites go. He also showed no hesitation in boldly arguing with Pharaoh and was not in the least perturbed by his threats. On the other hand, were the magicians who had been summoned by Pharaoh himself in order to defend the religion of their forefathers and who begged for reward for their service and who were overjoyed to hear that they would indeed be so recompensed with money as well as an honored place at court. Hence, the difference between the station of a prophet and that of a magician is clearly illustrated. Keeping this distinction in mind, it is impossible for anyone to call a prophet a magician unless he has transgressed all limits of decency and shame.
قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ
Moses, peace be upon him, said to them, Throw down whatever you wish to throw.
فَأَلْقَوْا حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ
Thereupon, they threw down their ropes and their rods and said, By the glory of Pharaoh, we shall prevail. Thereupon, they threw down their ropes and their rods and said, By the glory of Pharaoh, we shall prevail.
An omission occurs here, namely that part of the proceedings whereby the magicians, as soon as they heard this, cast down their rods and ropes, which appeared to move towards Moses, peace be upon him, as though they were snakes. This is, however, mentioned on other occasions in the Quran. So when they threw their rods, they enchanted the eyes of the people and struck them with awe and produced a mighty sorcery. Surah Al-A'raf 7:116. In Surah Taha, this scene is depicted in the following words. Then suddenly it appeared to Moses, peace be upon him, owing to their magic, as if their ropes and staffs were running. So Moses' heart was filled with fear. 20:66-7.
فألقى موسى عصاه فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون
Thereafter, Moses, peace be upon him, threw down his rod, and behold, it went about swallowing up all the false devices they had contrived.
فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ
Thereupon, the magicians fell down in prostration.
قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Saying, we now believe in the Lord of the universe.
رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ
The Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them. The Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them.
This was not merely an admission of defeat by Pharaoh's magicians, whereby someone of greater skill defeats someone of lesser ability. Their prostration and their proclamation of faith in the Lord of the universe before thousands of Egyptians amounted to saying that Moses' achievements did not belong to the genre of magicians' tricks. Rather, what he did could only have been done with the backing of God's power.
قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ
Pharaoh said, You accepted the word of Moses even before I granted you the leave to do so. Surely, he is your chief who has taught you magic. Soon shall you come to know. Pharaoh said, You accepted the word of Moses even before I granted you the leave to do so. Surely, he is your chief who has taught you magic.
Here the purpose of the discourse is to highlight Pharaoh's obduracy. It may be recalled that Pharaoh himself had witnessed Moses' miracle and his own magicians had testified that Moses' act were indeed miracles. Despite this, Pharaoh continued to brand those acts as no more than feats of magic. Since the context required that Pharaoh's obduracy be highlighted, only a part of Pharaoh's statement is mentioned here and the rest omitted. In Surah Al-Araf, however, it is narrated in detail that as soon as Pharaoh realized that he was about to lose the contest, he tried to give events a political twist. This he did by spelling out that the magicians had conspired with Moses, peace be upon him, so as to deprive him of his kingdom. Surely this is a plot you have contrived to drive out the rulers from the capital. 7:123 Thus, Pharaoh tried to convince the common people that the magicians' religious conversion was not a consequence of the miracles they had witnessed. Rather, it was because of a deal they had struck with Moses, peace be upon him, before the contest even began, that they had hatched a plot with the intent of seizing political power and of reaping the advantages brought about by a changing political situation.
I shall cut off your hands and feet on opposite sides and shall crucify all of you. I shall cut off your hands and feet on opposite sides and shall crucify all of you.
This dreadful threat was meant to prove Pharaoh's contention that the magicians had conspired with Moses, peace be upon him. He thought that in order to save their lives, the magicians would immediately confess that they had been guilty of conspiring, and thus he would be able to offset the effects of the dramatic events which had just unfolded before thousands of onlookers. These people had been brought together to witness the contest by Pharaoh's own heralds who had gone about announcing that the faith of Egyptians was contingent on the success of the magicians against Moses. Peace be upon him. If the magicians lost, the force of Moses' ideas would sweep away both their religious faith and Pharaoh's kingdom.
إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا أَن كُنَّا أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
They said, We do not care, for we are bound to return to our Lord.